You're listening to City Views here on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson, in for Jennifer Napier-Pierce. We continue our discussion on healthcare this morning by taking a look at a free series of public lectures that begin tonight at the Salt Lake City Main Library. It's called The Doctor Is In, and it's a partnership between the library and the University of Utah School of Medicine. The doctor who is in tonight at 7 p.m. is Dr. Perry Fine, who will speak on pain management. He's a professor in the Department of Anesthesiology at the U of U School of Medicine and joins me now in the studio. Dr. Fine, good to have you on the show.
Well, thanks so much, Jeff.
And we also have Ryan Ernst, who organized this lecture series for the Main City Library. Good morning, Ryan.
Thanks, Jeff. It's great to be here.
Dr. Fine, when we refer to pain management, what are we talking about exactly? What are the different ways in which we manage pain and the different types of pain that we manage?
Well, at risk of asking a question that requires, I'm a professor, so what do? I profess. Let me give you the elevator sort of speech version in the 30 seconds here. Pain management does encompass a whole lot of areas. Anything from treatment of pain due to an acute problem like trauma or surgery, to longstanding pain problems associated with diseases such as cancer or arthritis. So it really covers, or headache, and of course one of the most common problems, back pain. So it covers a whole wide range of issues. And what I'm going to talk about tonight in particular is the prevalence of pain in our society, mostly focusing on chronic pain, the views that we now have developed through neuroscience that demonstrates that pain is, chronic pain particularly, is a disease process. It's not just necessarily a symptom of something going wrong. And differentiating that is critically important because it changes the approaches in which we now treat or manage pain, and especially chronic pain.
And Dr. Fine, I understand one thing you'll be talking about is called the politics of pain management. What does that refer to exactly? How politicized is this field?
Well, I think following on the last discussion you just had, virtually everything seems to be politicized these days. Especially in healthcare. But the issues around pain management largely have to do with the recognition that there's been almost no publicly funded research in pain. Less than 1% of all National Institutes of Health funding, which is in the billions of dollars every year as a budget, goes towards understanding the causes as well as ways to help people who are living with chronic pain. This was demonstrated in a publication that came out this last summer by the Institute of Medicine that was charged with looking at pain in America, recognizing that chronic pain impacts the lives of, believe it or not, 100 million Americans a year. Wow. At a cost to our economy, both in terms of direct health-related costs, indirect costs, for instance, loss of work and so forth, of conservatively $600 billion a year to our economy, maybe up to $1 trillion, because this study did not even include returning military or wounded warriors coming back from tours overseas, and it does not include people living in long-term care facilities like nursing homes. And of course, we know those folks, and especially pain and aging, is significant. So this is a large public health problem that then has this spillover into the politics arena, because politics has to do with what we what we prioritize in terms of funding, the politics of medical education, what we teach medical students. We recognize that we have significant room for improvement in how we educate healthcare professionals about assessment and treatment of pain, how we reward and reimburse healthcare professionals for taking care of people in pain. It takes a lot of time to talk to people versus doing things, and doing things may not be the right thing. Writing a prescription may be quick and easy, but it may not be the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. It involves empowering, if you will, or enabling people to get more involved in their own health, which is very important. People living with chronic pain to take whatever responsibility they can for doing what they can to reduce medicalization and unnecessary procedures and so forth. All told, these are issues that affect the policies in which we live in our society. The other area that, of course, has become extremely controversial and has a significant political ramifications is that of the use of pain medicines. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking particularly of the opioid analgesics, what are commonly called narcotics, but the medical term is opioid analgesics, morphine-like drugs. What is their role in what types of selected patients, and how do we prevent some of the serious and significant public health problems that arise from the use of these medications? How do we determine who's using them effectively? How do we prevent diversion in a drug class that does have a role and a very important legitimate role within the population of patients with legitimate medical purpose and indications? How to protect their access to these, how to protect physicians' authority to prescribe and have that relationship with their patient, but in the meantime, how to prevent misuse, abuse, addiction, diversion, and morbidity and mortality that can occur and has occurred from that. And in fact, Utah is sadly one of the leaders in that area.
Oh. Ryan Ernst, you are the organizer of the series for the Maine City Library. Our time is a little short here, I'm afraid, but you know, what was the motivation to begin this series? How did you start this partnership with the U of U School of Medicine?
Well, there's kind of a few things that were the idea behind getting this lecture series off the ground. Partly for the physicians and the faculty up at the School of Medicine, it gives them a chance to come down off the hill from an academic setting and get to interact directly with the community. Mm-hmm. A lot of times physicians don't have a lot of time during their practice to educate, discuss issues that patients may have an interest in or concerns about. So this gives them a chance to talk about areas of their expertise. It also gives the faculty a chance to kind of be challenged a little bit and try and see what concerns, what ideas are out there in the community that they may not have been exposed to just in their practice. And then for the community, I think more importantly, it's a chance for the community to interact with the faculty of the School of Medicine, talk to the experts and the specialists, get direct, accurate information. You know, we all have access online to a variety of different things, and some of that information is accurate. Some of it is not. You know, some comes with ulterior motives. Mm. Financial, marketing, political, religious, whatever it is. And I think this will give it a chance for the community to kind of get direct information from the faculty. And then also gives them a little bit of insight as to what future physicians are being taught. These are the same faculty that are teaching our med students now, and gives them an opportunity to see, you know, what's involved in a medical education, how future physicians are being taught.
And very quickly, Ryan, we're starting off with pain management tonight. What else can listeners look forward to coming up a little bit later?
So the next two lectures after this, we're going to have a talk on mental health and psychiatric well-being. Mm-hmm. That's being hosted by Dr. Jan Terpstra, who's an assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of Utah School of Medicine. So that should be really interesting. He's also the director of the medical education for psychiatry up at the School of Medicine. And then the last lecture series will be a talk about immunizations and the importance of vaccines. That'll be hosted by Dr. Weiss, who's an immunologist, Dr. Pippett, who's a family medicine doctor, and Dr. Gunning, who's a pharmacist.
Okay, the doctor is in at the Maine City Library. Kicks off tonight at 7 p.m. at Conference Rooms A and B. The address is 210 East 400 South. Dr. Perry Fine will be speaking on pain management. And Dr. Fine, thank you for joining us in the studio.
You're so welcome. I look forward to a rousing discussion tonight.
All right. And Ryan Ernst is organizer of the series. Ryan, thanks for your time as well.
Thanks for having me.
City Views is a production of KCBW News. Thank you to Jesse Ellis for his help with the program. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. I'm Jeff Robinson. Thanks for joining us.